Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Numbers 526 to 663. M.R. Number 553. Amusements at Avondale College. Entries from Ellen White's Diary. Kurrenbong, Monday, April 16, 1900. We had interesting conversation in reference to the important work to be done, and we could only see that our success to keep in the way of the Lord was to keep, with determined, persevering effort, our own souls in strict obedience to the light given us. To spend money, which is so hard to obtain, on materials with which to play tennis and cricket, is not in harmony with the testimonies which have been given to our school in Battle Creek. The danger of playing these games is pointed out, and those in the school discarded them. It has been understood all through our ranks that these games are not the proper education to be given in any of our schools. The school in Avondale is to be a pattern for other schools which shall be established among our people. Games and amusements are the curse of the colonies, and they must not be allowed in our school here. Tuesday, April 17, 1900. My heart was pained to hear that notwithstanding my talk before the school on Friday morning, when I read a testimony on amusements and presented before the students the danger of games, the faculty had not wisdom or discernment to understand how to deepen the impression made. One thing is to be plainly and decidedly carried out. Amusements are not to be a part of the education given to the students in our school in this place. Wednesday, April 18, 1900. The Lord has blessed me, greatly blessed me, as I have taken my position in regard to the amusement question and the games which have been unwisely introduced by the faculty, without one word of counsel with me. We should not forget the things which have happened in the past in America. Little did I suppose that these games would be introduced and carried on upon the anniversary of the opening of our school in Kurrenbong. Was this the service of thanksgiving that should have been rendered to God? I feel so sorry as I think of this, and I am instructed to say, all these movements should be sharply rebuked, for there has been no sparing of instruction on this point. Released May 20th, 1977.